The case out of Sanilac County captured international attention. A woman applied for public assistance and was asked to name the father of her child. As part of a pro forma support order, the judge declared both parents would share custody. He did not know the father had raped the mother when she was 12, and he later reversed the order. The mother, who asked to be identified only by her first name, Tiffany, says she was ready to defy the custody order if it wasn't reversed.
I knew it wasn't going to happen no matter what. He wasn't going to see my son.
The legislation would strengthen notification requirements that rape victims don't have to name a father if they file for public assistance for their children. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.